views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family into a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Chris the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited about today's show because I have a very special guest that's also going to be my new co-host coming up. And today's topic is Fueled by Freedom, Amplifying Your Life of Wealth with Diane Solano. And we're going to talk about how to inspire you, others who are feeling stuck in life emotionally, financially. We're going to talk about solutions to health challenges through a habit that people already know and do. We're going to talk about the platform of wealth for anyone who feels like they want to be a part of our growing community of Organo to start their journey towards freedom, purpose, and expansion. My very special guest and co-host, Diane Solano, is a registered orthomolecular nutritional consultant practitioner, a former teacher at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, and an active member of the International Organization of Nutritional Consultants. Her practice has expanded into the field of functional medicine and has worked closely with elite clinical nutritional experts in both the US and Canada. She has spoken globally on the topics of applied clinical nutrition and has facilitated courses and lectures within various corporations. Along with running a busy practice, Diane is also the designated orthomolecular nutritionist for the Master Intuitive Coaching Institute and has contributed to the nutrition component of the number one selling book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, authored by Colette Baron-Reed. All of Diane's programs are created both in clinic and via offsite distance consulting due to the client demand, which stems from her internationally sold seminars and courses. Within the past 4 years, Diane has expanded her business into wealth creation by becoming a diamond distribution partner for Organo Worldwide. She's motivated. A single mom, Diane has built and led an international organization in less than 5 years with a sales volume of over 2 million. Diane's passion is developing entrepreneurship among individuals worldwide in order to create financial time and geographic freedom. Wow. Welcome to the show, Diane.
The mouthful.
Wow, all those words. I was definitely stumbling with all those amazing words because you are definitely decorated with a lot of wealth and information and skill and abilities of what you've learned over the years. So welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show as a guest and also a new co-host. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Cornelia. I love the intro. I actually never listened to the intro before. This is my first time ever. And it totally aligns with, you know, the rising of the phoenix and the whole concepts between having so many levels of freedom. So this couldn't be a better platform. And I'm super excited to be part here of this journey and this unfolding with you today.
Yes, it's so great. So we're both, you know, talking about wealth, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about our stories, and we're talking about our financial legacy. And you also have a story, a pain story that we're going to talk about, but also tell us a little bit about your background, about who is Diane.
Thank you. Okay. Well, you know, you did a lot of reading there, but just to kind of reiterate, my background is an orthomolecular nutritionist. I mean, that's a mouthful. Ultimately, it's known as very science-driven nutrition, also termed as functional medicine. Loved, and still love getting people feeling really healthy in their bodies, really feeling good. Because I always felt for years that if your body physiology is not feeling well, if you're tired, you're exhausted, you're just not feeling right, you can't perform no matter what it is you do in life. You know, if you're a parent, you just don't parent the same way if you're exhausted and run down. If you're not feeling at your best, if your hormones aren't balanced, you know, as a partner, you're also suffering in your relationships. You can't drive your businesses the same way. You can't show up at the job place the same way. You can't work out the same way. Like, it just impacts absolutely everything. And our bodies are our vehicles to become the best versions of ourselves on this lifetime, on this planet. And again, you know, if I could help people physically feel better, well, then now I'm allowing them to be a better version of themselves so they can have that ripple effect out into the world and show up in a way that's inspiring and that's exciting. So that's essentially, you know, my passion and where it came from. And, you know, we did many things, many projects, as you've heard. You know, I ran a clinical practice, did a lot of corporate programs, a lot of one-on-one programs. We did a lot of great weight loss programs. And it was really fun getting people inspired and having that kind of just for life. And I did about 20 years of that, you know, brick and mortar practice. And it was great. It was financially, you know, very lucrative. And it hit all the beautiful, exciting points in life, you know, feeling on purpose, being able to pay your bills, being able to have, you know, an important role in someone's life. And what the turning point for me and the wake-up call really came from motherhood. You know, I decided to have a baby. Many women on a call probably who've experienced motherhood, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, you know, children change your life forever. I didn't realize how much I went from having, you know, 12 hours a day every day to myself doing what I wanted to, like, oh my gosh, did I even eat today? Did I even shower today? I don't even know what day it is. That was really a lot of humble pie. I had to, you know, really sit back and feel like, okay, you know, I have another little being that's so pleasurable, but so also teaching me a lot about myself. And one thing I did, Cornelia, and I'm still a fan of doing, is I always, you know, look at people who are in my shoes or doing something that I want to do. And I always pull people saying, hey, as a mother, what would be the best piece of advice you could give me? And every woman, irrelevant of age, irrelevant of you know, cultural background, they all had the same thing in common. They all said, spend as much time with your children because it goes by very fast. And that time you will never recoup again. So I'm a big fan of learning from other people's mistakes, you know? So yeah, I took that to heart and I took a self-paid maternity leave. And I decided to just indulge in it, be with my little one, enjoy every single day, be present. That lasted and unfolded for a couple of years. Life threw me a curveball, though, and I became a single parent. I wasn't expecting that to happen. I did see the writing on the wall, but as a woman, you know, sometimes you endure a lot of things in order to keep the peace, in order to, you know, live the story, in order to have and do your best for your children. But at what point do you decide, this isn't serving my spirit anymore? At what point do you decide that, you know, your self-love also has to come in first? At what point do you have to start using your voice and saying, this isn't healthy for me anymore? And that's where the challenge became really real for me. So, you know, stepping into this Cinderella story that I thought was going to unfold really magically and ended up going into a different direction was when I started to feel the anxiety in the middle of the night going, what am I going to do? Like, dear God, I have nothing to fall back on. Because as a mom, there is no time freedom anymore. I don't have 12 hours every day to dedicate to my practice and develop courses and spend all the time I was used to doing. And they, you know, the saying is, If you do the same thing over expecting a different result, well, that's just the definition of insanity. And I knew that going back to my traditional practice just wasn't going to cut it anymore. I was looking for freedom. And your intro did a beautiful job about saying, we want freedom, you know, financial freedom. Definitely. I needed to get out of debt. I was, you know, starting to accumulate debt, trying to maintain my, you know, mothership on being present with my son. I needed to start bringing home the bacon, but not just John, not, I just didn't want to just survive. You know, I just didn't want to break even and pay the bills and be okay. I wanted to really build wealth, generational wealth. And I also wanted location freedom. And I also wanted time freedom. I didn't see myself sending my son to before and after school daycare. I didn't see that. I wanted to be with him. And here was my favorite freedom that I realized later through one of my mentors, Dr. Sachin Patel, who once talked about the four freedoms. The one freedom I was really, really hungry for was emotional freedom. The freedom of being emotionally free as a woman to feel like I found the self-love in me, to not feel stressed about someone else's judgment, to not feel like I'm doing things to please others. All these old conditionings that we're brought up through generations where, you know, our mothers, our grandmothers didn't have a voice. You know, this is such a delicious time to be a woman where we can have it all. We can find the balance. We can be in love with ourselves. We can simultaneously be in love with others. But, you know, having that beautiful dance and that whole unfolding was really where it all came from. So that being said, you know, that's essentially where the birth came from. And so my practice traditionally came from being well into jumping into creating wealth. The fusion of health, happiness, abundance, empowerment, self-love, and expansion. And I think that when you can merge those two, well, now you have incredible consciousness for the world, you know, coming, and you change a woman's life, you start changing generations leading forward from there forward anyway. So I know it's a mouthful, but that's essentially where the journey started.
Yeah. And it's really neat the way you tell the story, very authentic with, you know, how you took some time out first to be with your baby, to be with your child, and to really have that time. And through that time, you discovered that, you know, because like you said, then you went, the life threw you a curveball, and then you ended up being separated, right? And you became a single mom. And then all of a sudden, everything was playing out for you, and you were really faced with how do you want to provide for yourself? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? And what kind of life do you want to live and build? Because you already had so much amazing training from the past. And so now you were like really being put to the test to see, you know, will you have the courage to go for what it is that you truly really want while you're being faced with survival and taking care of your child, right?
Absolutely. And Tony Robbins says it best. You know, most people change under extreme pain or extreme pleasure. You know, the pleasure being, you know, when we fall in love, all of a sudden, you know, we find the strength to like go to the gym. We find the strength to like, you know, clean, eat the new diet. That's pleasure. And then there's pain, the early diagnosis, you know, the bad news, the wake-up calls. The broken relationship. That was my Groundhog Day. I was repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And I got to the point where it's like, it's almost depressing. It's like, how did I attract this again? How am I here again? Did I not get the lessons? Like, this is where I started just pounding at myself going, what did I not do right? When I showed up at my very best and someone couldn't vibrate the same way, you know, I went through this soul searching journey going, what did I not do right? What, you know, you start kind of beating on yourself. Was I not pretty enough? Was I not smart enough? You know, was I not available enough? Was I, you know, we can do this to ourselves. And then that's where my spirit was being called. Because at that point, that's when I started waking up, when I started doing a lot of the inner work, you know, and I'm a big follower and fan of very famous Hay House author, Mr. Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is very instrumental in my path and my journey of self-empowerment. Because, you know, I remember doing one of his workshops where he just said, Diane, listen, I don't know what you're going through and what the details are, but here's what I do know. You create your reality. You've attracted every single circumstance, everything. I need you to get clear on creating what it is that you want, what it is that you want to feel, or you're going to let your life be led by someone else's emotions and someone else's agenda. So, you know, let's start working with that piece. So I became obsessed. And because of my, you know, science background, I all of a sudden started doing a lot of focus and a lot of inner work and a lot of diving into the whole quantum physics model, which started to drive my next level of passion, which is where health and wellness was at one point. Yeah, what do you eat? But now, what do you think? What are you feeling? You know, our nervous system is, you know, our greatest pharmacy, and it works at lightning speed compared to, you know, vitamins and minerals and food, which takes hours to break down. Now, if you can couple the two, man, you've got a very powerful platform to work from. And that excites me.
Yeah. And so if we put the, if we put our bodies into the right environment, right, into the right environment, and we think those thoughts, those positive thoughts, and we vibrate at a level of high frequency, what is it that we can accomplish from that place? And that's really what you're talking about, that wealth, that, because the way that you spell wealth is how?
W-E-L-L-T-H. I actually got that term from a beautiful naturopathic doctor that had me on her show, and Dr. Michelle, and she's just young, vibrant, totally awesome, totally into the health and women empowerment. And when I saw the word, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how we need to move forward. It's about well, both being well, being wealthy, being abundant, being empowered, you know, having the overall spectrum of all the beautiful colors that come into our lives about being happy, healthy, abundant, empowered, excited. You know, that's really the space we want to live from. And when we're vibrating at that high frequency, we start creating more of that, because whatever we focus on actually grows. So you can focus on scarcity, you can focus on fear, you'll create more of that. And that's where the new science is going now. This is actually documented, scientifically now proven information that we are like a radio station. You know, I can be 99.9 feeling victimized and sorry for myself and seeing how, you know, things are not working out for me. And I will attract more of that, you know, those listeners that identify with that. Or I can be 102.5, you know, self-empowered, in love with myself, hungry for more. And I will attract all the listeners and all the people that are part and identify with that radio wave. We're the same thing. Our cells have frequency. So in following the work of these deep authors like Dr. Jodasetta, like, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton,
really Greg Braden,
great reads. And, you know, when you realize how you're wired, you understand your physiology and you understand how you now can create the life of your dreams. And this is such a great time to be in, because we're discovering all these possibilities. We never knew of this before. So our older generations were just deeply programmed, run by fear, run by, you know, limitation. Now, look at the way the world's going. We're starting to communicate. You know, we can have our smartphones. We can now expand into any parts of the world we want to. And that being said, you know, we are just moving faster and faster. So if we can develop a consciousness that can still evolve in a space of love, where we're not self-destructing, but we're uplifting, man, we've got an incredible future coming forth, and for our kids and our children. So yeah, this is why I'm so passionate.
Yeah. And really, this is truly our birthright, to come from a place of value, come from a place of worth, come from a place of empowerment, right? Because that's truly, I mean, that's our level of responsibility of what it is that we're here to do now. And that is to tap into our highest level of frequency so that we can, you know, build the new world with that's built in values that resonate truth for us, right? And that's why, because you talked a lot about the self-love, and, you know, it's all the inner work that we need to do in order to really transcend that lack of, or even release, and the feelings of not good enough and the separation and all of that, so that we can come into a place of wholeness, right? So talk to us a little bit about, how do we start breaking these habits? How do we do that? How do we start breaking the habits with you? What is it that you said, we're already doing something that we love? How do we do that?
Well, you know, one thing's important in life is to take inventory. You always want to take inventory of what's working for you, what's not working for you. Now, sometimes we're not even aware. One of the exercises I always got a lot of my client base and my patient base to do throughout the years was, yeah, we have your diet program. Yes, we have your supplements. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to take a piece of white paper, draw two columns. And, you know, one column's going to say energy in and the other column's going to say energy out. This was actually the piece of work that came from Ms. Colette Baron-Reed, who is a medium, who knows energy frequency, sees it. Like, this is like, you know, this woman is so powerful in what she does. And in one of her courses, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, the reason why I fell in love with her work was because we're not just what we eat and calories in, calories out. It's so 1980s. It's over and beyond. And I loved how she worked on, you know, empaths and people that were absorbing other people's energy that was playing on their nervous system. Well, this exercise was so powerful for me that it became an exercise I asked everyone that came through my door to do. And I invite anybody on this call to do it, because when you actually put it in practice, you're going to be shocked about how much energy in is in your life and how much energy is out. So for example, you got your piece of paper, you have two columns. Energy in is everything that makes you feel good, makes you feel happy, giddy, excited, high frequency energy. Energy out is anything in your life that might make you feel, you know, like, wow, that sucks, or just the negative emotions, you know, where you're unhappy, you're frustrated. And what I found was when I carried this paper and I started to make notes, I was like, oh my gosh, energy out when I come home to a dirty house. Energy out when my partner, you know, never hugged me at the door or didn't receive me well. That was energy out. And I never knew how many little leaks I had at the bottom of my bucket of the energy out that was actually leaking out through me. So subconsciously, I was carrying this, you know, whether it was frustration, sadness, fear, frustration. So identifying, taking inventory of, hey, I know that a messy house really upsets my being. So guess what? I'm either going to schedule a day to get it done. I'm going to get people and give them chores. I'm going to hire a cleaning lady. I don't know what it looks like, but let's solve that. You know, if there's a person in your life that every time you call, eeks, that's energy out, well, maybe you need to reduce your interaction with them. Energy in. I didn't realize how much good, healthy food really played a role in how I felt and how excited I got. I didn't know that, you know, when you start taking inventory, you have to be aware of what serves you and what doesn't. And what doesn't has to be either discarded, rearranged, reduced, figure it out. But you have to take inventory. That's step one. Step two is something in science that they call metacognition. Metacognition is, they say only human beings have this ability. I don't know how true that is because, you know, we're always discovering new things about all living species on our earth. But we have the very advantageous ability to see ourselves outside of ourselves, being the observer of you. So I found that I started learning how to practice metacognition. If I was in a toxic relationship that we were always fighting, I got to the point where instead of being triggered, I would just step back and watch myself. I would observe what I, you know, what I was in. And they say when you can observe yourself, you actually start breaking the trigger points and you can now start to separate. And in the separation is where you start to now break something called neurosynaptic connections that happen in your brain. Your brain is like when you pave a new road, right? You keep doing it over and over again. You create highway systems that go somewhere really fast. And this is why repetition is actually how the brain learns, because we create these synaptic connections. Well, we can break them apart as well. So if you're in, you know, maybe you're eating sugar at night, but you start now breaking those connections by replacing it instead of having the sweet. Well, what if we replaced it with a handful of strawberries? You know, we can start now training the brain. We can start training the body chemistry. There's ways around this, but I think you got to take inventory and you got to start observing yourself and be really radically honest, because if you can't be radically honest with yourself, you can't make changes. So if I know I got to have radical honesty that I don't like this person, I just don't like them, then guess what? We're on different frequencies. We're from different dimensions. They're not better or worse. We're just in different places. So now start getting around the law of association. Who you hang around is going to be impacting your life, whether you know it or you don't. So I say those are three very strong steps to start now creating a new frequency, a new vibration of who you are, a new identity. And now you're going to start carving a path towards having some sort of change that maybe you're looking for, or maybe you're stuck on the hamster wheel. I don't know. Everyone has a different story, but recreating a new one. And, you know, I can go on and on and on, but there's many resources around that. It just depends on how deep dive the person wants to go. But I think from a beginning standpoint, take inventory, be the observer of yourself, be radically honest, and now start getting around the people and the things and the circumstances, you know, and it doesn't have to be physical people. It could be a great YouTube motivational speaker. It could, you know, a lot of people I hang around are on my, you know, earbuds. Or they're in my car while I'm driving. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of, there's so much access right now. And they really say, you know, ignorance is actually a choice now because we have access to so much information that you choosing to be where you are is because you're making a choice. So let's choose differently.
Yeah. Do you listen to podcasts every day?
I love podcasts. I love podcasts. I love certain speakers that I just find they're always keeping me on track.
Yeah.
We can easily slip away.
Yeah.
You know, we slip away into old programming. We slip away into like that, you know, drama we got caught up in. If I can get wise and I can stop myself, again, breaking that bond, I start now creating a new identity.
Yeah.
Which creates a new frequency, which creates a new law of attraction, which creates a new experience. And that's how we start to unfold.
So it's wonderful to have you here because you, not only are you a guest now here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, but you're also a co-host coming up over this next year. We're going to be able to listen to you and tune into you. Yay, I'm so excited about it. So can you give us a little bit of, you know, I mean, you're already breaking it down, telling us what it is that we can expect from you because you're an amazing speaker with wealth of information. But what is it that you're going to be? What is it that you're going to be bringing to us over this next year that we can, you know, get excited about?
Well, it's always in an unfolding. You know, I never knew I would be in these shoes where I transitioned into just being a health practitioner to being now, you know, a team leader for a very large company that's grown internationally to being now a woman empowerment lady boss that is now leading other women under a very powerful path and men too because we love our men. You know, they're also finding their identity in this new change. You know, they're just as challenged in a certain way if they don't know how to dance with the new emerging feminine energy. So really, you know, can we find that balance and how do we honor each other? So I'm no expert in that department, but what I am getting very good at is definitely bringing in the health aspect, tying it in with the mindset and the frequency, talking about abundance, and really about self-motivation and carving out the steps for action. You know, whether it's, you know, action towards creating the life of your dreams, whether it's action towards, you know, how do I get this certain, you know, challenges of physiology under wraps. I think it's going to be a nice melting pot of both. And we'll break it down into topics. Like I said, you know, it's 20 years of a lot of expertise. We'll probably have some really awesome guest speakers as well. A lot of very powerful, interesting influencers I have met throughout the years that I've stayed very close in contact with. So there's going to be a fountain of information. I'd say a dance between abundance, health, and self-development.
Yeah. And radical self-love. So I'm radical self-love because that's really where it all begins. As that was your journey is when you started turning inward and really looking at your own inner self-love and loving yourself. And that was the way that you began. And so that radical self-love, that radical honoring. I love how you brought in the masculine energy because, yeah, as the feminine is taking leadership, more leadership, the roles of the masculine is also changing and how we can do that dance, that honoring, both the masculine and feminine, how we can lift each other up so that we can, you know, create a better world. That's what we're here to do. So I'm so excited, Diane. Let's take a break and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Diane. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my guest and co-host, Diane Solano. So, Diane, before when we were in break, we were talking a little bit about your financial future and how you were looking for a platform that had no financial risk. And so tell us about how you discovered that and how did that path open up for you when you found your new foundation?
Yes, thank you. Wow, that goes back to the pain story. Like, you know, I mentioned earlier, Tony Robbins says people make tremendous change under extreme pain or pleasure. That's usually the way things happen for us human beings. And for me, it was the pain. It was the pain of separation, the pain of finding that, you know, the Cinderella story wasn't working out for me. When I realized, you know, there were a lot of things that I discovered that were just not in alignment with my value system. And I needed to have a security just for me that fell into the whole self-love piece, going, how am I going to survive? And I just don't want to pay bills anymore, because I did 20 years of that. It was great. But now I've got a little boy. I want to spend time with my little boy. I want to travel the world with him. I want to be every waking moment, if I can, I want to enjoy his delicious childhood. How do I lock in a future for me? Because, you know, going back to the traditional, you know, business model that I was coming from didn't work. And I knew that typically in health and wellness, unless you're leveraged, you have leveraged income, it's not going to happen. And, you know, at this point, I was probably just turned the age of 40. And that was the wake-up call. I'm going, wow, I have 10 years to get it together. I don't have time to go back to school and much less time to study. Plus the cost of tuition, like, are you kidding me? And there is no guarantee when you graduate. You know, that model is dying very fast. I didn't have capital. The typical capital you need for, you know, buying properties and flipping them, stocks, real estate, like those traditional routes just were not an option. And I thought to myself, dear God, what am I going to do? I just need an opportunity, something that will guarantee me a financial outcome. I'm not afraid of working. I love working. If I'm on fire, I have no problem showing up. I didn't want to waste my time. Time is the new currency. So doing an action and having no result out of it was something I was deathly afraid of. So in a lot of prayer, a lot of 3 a.m., middle of the night thinking and just reminiscing, after my wake-up call with Dr. Joe, after I started working on my own frequency, after I started implementing things like meditation, consciousness, clarity, my mentor from the United States, who I hadn't seen in years, arrived on an airplane. He was lecturing for a company called Metagenics. They're a very strong nutritional company, powerful company. And he was lecturing for the company, maybe about 30 minutes for outside of Toronto. And I showed up at that lecture, took all the notes because I love learning. And I pulled him inside. I said, Dr. Rakowski, I need to talk to you. And he said, okay, hey, Diane, what's up? How are you doing? And I said, listen, this is where my life is going. How do I make real income and stay in the practice of health and wellness? And he said to me, Diane, have you heard of Organo? I said, no. He said, 3.5 years I'm making more with this than I have traveling around the world because I have time freedom back. And that's when I realized you can have a lot of time, but no income. And that's a challenge. Or yeah, you can have a tremendous amount of income. There's people having great, great, you know, paychecks or having great financial success, but they don't have time. Yeah. They're not seeing families. They're on planes. They're you know, at the hospital. They're doing things that they don't get to spend time with their loved one. And when I heard that, it was a company called Organo. It was a direct sales company, but it came from somebody I highly respected, who was a world-renowned health expert, who was very successful in business already. Already had a few multi-million dollar businesses under his belt. For him to be doing this, I was like, I am in. I don't know how. I don't know, you know, but if you're asking me to partner with you and partner on the vision, I'm in because I know I cannot fail. And Richard Branson has a beautiful quote. He says, you know, if somebody offers you an incredible opportunity, just say yes and figure out how to do it.
Is that what Richard Branson says?
Branson says. I have that quote. I use it all the time in our business trainings because a lot of people get afraid. Well, I don't know how. No one knows how to do anything. If you were to get a job tomorrow at a fast food restaurant, you would at least need a day of training. But like everything else, it's new. You have to be able to set yourself up. Now, what's very nice about direct sales is that you're not alone in it. You always have mentorship. You have a community behind you. It's a learn as you earn process. You know, I had never done direct sales before. I was a practitioner. That's what I did. So I hid behind the health aspect of the product, which was great. It's a Ganoderma infused coffee and tea. That's their flagship product. I fell in love with it because this coffee was so powerful in body physiology. People that were just replacing what they currently drank with this were having profound changes on one or two or three or four cups. It was shocking to me. And I started to feel congruent with the product. I started to really notice that my personal circle was having beautiful breakthroughs. When I did more research on the superfood that's in the product called Ganoderma, that's when I realized, oh, wow, you know, 25 documented health conditions in which it helps with, which means it's published medical science behind the superfood itself. So you could publish PubMed ID, which is a high-end search for doctors and people that are actually licensed to get real studies, you know, blind placebo studies on Ganoderma and how it works with body chemistry. And when I realized it was natural, there was no toxic load, it didn't interact with any medication, it was a beautiful superfood that was just in the habit people love and do, which is coffee and tea. And what I especially loved was that for years, Cornelia, I told people to stop drinking coffee all the time. I'm a health expert. And one of the areas in natural medicine that we consistently work and strive towards is helping bodies stay super strong and healthy. pH alkalinity is a big one for health. Enzymes respond to pH frequencies, pH levels. And if enzymes work well on proper pH, then your vitamins and minerals work well. So it's a whole chemical cascade. So when I see people that are highly acidic and they want natural strategies for weight loss, hormone balance, thyroid issues, anti-cancer benefits, all this has to do with pH. So when I give someone a diet plan, the rule in finance is the same as nutrition. The more green, the better. So I love people greening it up and, you know, doing a lot of vegetables. We look at what their diet load is like. But one of the areas I always took people off was coffee. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker. So that's the funny part, because I could never identify with the pain of somebody who had to give coffee up. But here's the funny thing. It was the biggest pushback I got in practice. People gave up sugar. People gave up wheat. But coffee? Oh my gosh. It was like I took away the right arm. And I noticed people either felt deflated, frustrated, or they just felt like they couldn't do it. And when I came across this company, they put their coffee in little sachets. It looks like this, actually. I have one right beside me. Mm-hmm. And they put a superfood inside. Well, the superfood is highly alkaline. So now pH of coffee, which is typically a 5, is now closer towards a 7, which is neutral. What does that mean? That means that you don't get the acid reflux and the jitters. You don't get that caffeine spike and shake, and all of that is completely gone. It helps with hormone balancing. It helps with detox. It helps with mental clarity. So person after person after person, by replacing what they currently drink, we're having a profound effect. Here's what I know being in nutrition for 20 years. If it doesn't taste good, people don't want to do it. If it's vitamins and minerals, 80% of the population are going to forget to take it, myself included, which started happening when I had Dylan. Because now, you know, I'm a busy mom. I've got many things on the go. I forget to take my supplements. And now that I think about it, I actually forgot to take mine today. But no one ever forgets to drink their coffee, ever.
That's true. That's true.
So the company said, hey, what if we put the superfood in the habit? So what happened, Cornelia? People started asking for the coffee after they did their challenge because they felt better, because they noticed a difference, because they were enjoying the flavor, because, you know, they were feeling so good on it, they didn't want to give it up and couldn't go back to their old brands. So what I realized was like, wait a minute, this company's in 35 countries. It's only 11 years old. I'm going to start sharing it. And that's what happened. So what I loved about direct sales, and sadly, it's a misconception, multi-level network marketing is a huge misconception out there. It has a stigma to it. I myself had to get educated on it. But what I especially loved about the model was that it doesn't discriminate. You get paid the same wage, whether you're a man, you're a woman. You get paid the same wage, irrelevant of your education level, irrelevant of your religion, irrelevant of your nationality. Your ability to create generational wealth is real. It's a misunderstood industry. They say direct sales now are on the rise and they're outperforming franchises because franchises typically demand high capital. So what happened to me was I discovered a product that was cost effective. It's a dollar a cup retail to drink a block. It was delicious. They have a superfood infused latte, a mocha, hot chocolate for kids, teas. So there was something for everyone. And I found that the convenience of it was super cool. You just need hot water. You add it to a sachet. And then all of a sudden things started growing globally because people don't ever want to give up their coffee. They don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And it started to multiply and grow. And that's the concept behind generational wealth with direct sales company. If there's a reorder, there's a demand, there's congruency with the product, people love it and want to reorder it, then you really have a strong business platform to build a residual income. And again, like I said, it's just a misunderstood industry. But now, 4 years later, I am actually one of the strongest leading influencers in Canada. We have teams all around the world. You can operate it from your phone. You have time freedom, location freedom, financial freedom if it's something that you want to build. I mean, it's not for everybody. You do have to have an entrepreneurial spirit. So what I tell people is, look, you know, I know the product for sure is for everyone. If you're a coffee drinker, try this. You're going to love it. If it's not for you, no love lost. You got healthier. You save some money because it's more cost effective to drink this than it is to have, you know, whatever commercial coffee you're buying out there. And those that are interested in the business model, well, you know what? Happy to share more information. You'd be partnering with the team. You can build anywhere from your phone. And you got to be coachable and hungry, just like any industry. You know, not a lottery ticket. I think that's where the misconception lies. And welcome aboard, because you don't need capital to go in. You need sweat equity. I wasn't afraid of sweat equity. I was afraid of wasting my time and showing up with my efforts and not seeing the rewards on that. So that's where my financial path and freedom started to come from. So now I got to just, you know, this summer I restored my roof. It cost me about $10,000 here in Toronto, very expensive city to live in, by the way. It's like Canada's New York, but real estate's gone through the roof. And I had so many repairs I couldn't afford to do for years. I mean, I endured 2 water leaks I had a broken sidewalk walkway that I had to, you know, wait to figure out how I was going to pay for it. And finally, you know, the momentum started showing up and I was able to start getting out of debt and paying for repairs. And I know tons of people in the same circumstance, credit card debt, they want to get rid of it, pay off their mortgage, go ahead, pay off the car loan, start making traction and learning from your mistakes. Because that's huge, right? If you're not learning from how you got there to begin with, well, you don't want to repeat it over and over again.
Yeah. What a fascinating journey. And you got the answer to that you were looking for when you asked your mentor about the right product. And this is what you ended up creating. You ended up creating your reality and you ended up creating a lifestyle that is exactly fit for you, how you want to live. And now you're influencing and training and living the world according to dancing to the beat of your own drum. And that's a huge congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's
a lady boss right there. That is absolutely a lady boss, right? So Diane, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's tell everyone where they can go and check out more about Organo and the coffee, because I know you have a challenge for everybody as well. And then I want to give too a little testimonial about my experience with Organo. We'll be right back. Okay.
Love to hear it.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
We are back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Diane Solano. Diane, tell us about the call to action. Where can we find out about what it is that you want us to do? And then tell us how to get to your website.
Fabulous. So one of the things I always did in practice, I do it live when I do my health talks, is I get people to do a 7 or 30 day coffee challenge or tea as well. I always say coffee because the coffee drinker never forgets to drink it and they never want to give it up. However, if you're fueled by something that's easy to do, that tastes delicious, that's going to save you some money, I tell people, look, replace what you currently drink and try you know, whether it's a latte, a black, or a mix and match of different flavors on my website. There's a 7-day coffee challenge. There's a 30-day coffee challenge. Naturally, the 31 comes out to be a little more economical. So it's about $1 to $2 a cup, depending on the flavor and the type that you get. But it is powerful because when I get people to drink this instead of their, you know, Folgers or Nescafe or whatever they're doing, all you need is that hot water. Most people, I'd say about 60 to 80% of people feel a difference right away. It could take a day. It could take one cup. It could take a week. But we will notice some change in your body physiology because you will start to get better, stronger, more focused because of the superfood and what it does to the body. So, you know, my website, DianeSolano.com, has those challenges there. We do have a 2-minute video done by Dr. Bob Rakowski and one of my wonderful colleagues, Mr. P. Cohen, very powerful coach in the UK. So, you know, that's where people can go and find out a little bit more. It's super exciting and super awesome. So once people feel congruent with the product, you know, sky's the limit after that. If you love it, you want it wholesale, feel free. And we can tell you more about that online. If you're curious about the business model, we can fill you in on that. For me, step one is you have to be congruent. You got to share from your heart. You got to be authentic with what you are carrying. You got to be in love with it because otherwise nothing works unless you're congruent and you have honesty behind it. That's huge.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to give a testimonial to my experience with the coffee because you sent me samples. And I noticed after it was about 4 days, 4 to 5 days, it took where I noticed the acidity in my stomach wasn't the way that it normally is with other coffee, with regular coffee. So I noticed that change right away. And I definitely love the coffee. I will definitely become a distributor and, you know, want to join the team because I believe in the product. I've experienced it for myself and I really, really like it. It's very convenient. It's definitely convenient. And then, you know, like you said, you just have to add the hot water and that helps a lot. So I'm excited about it. And I'm a coffee drinker. So I was a little skeptical at first, I have to tell you. I really was. I was like, okay. So I was really watching myself, you know, because I wanted to make sure. Because I'm one of those people, if you tell me to give up coffee, I'm going to tell you, I've given up so many things. That's the last thing in the world that I want to give up. That is the last thing. But This is good. So yeah, definitely.
How exciting. By the way, for those listening, I had no idea on Cornelia's testimonial. This is all brand spanking new. My challenge is, hey, your body is the most honest thing there is. It's never going to lie to you ever. If something's not working for you, you're going to feel it. And if something is, you will feel it too. So you're just the classic person that does feel that whole gut area. There's so much more to this, but I'm so happy that you felt the difference. And welcome to the team. I mean, right now what's happening, Cornelia, and I know you're aware of this because you interview lady bosses all around the world globally, is that, you know, people now are looking for a vehicle where they can now create their own lifestyle. You know, you customize your life. You start to really create what they call the you economy. And this is why we're seeing more people driving Uber, doing Airbnb, because there's ways of making income that you have control over, whether it's time, whether it's location, something or other. For me, it was about residual. And, you know, now that you're kind of expressed interest in the distribution model, it's in 35 countries around the world. Literally, that residual income creates authentically. It gets created organically. The world market right now is wide open. For every 100 people you ask, no one's heard about Organo yet. So this is such an exciting time to build. Now, what's even better is that the company is creating global consciousness. We have many verticals that are helping third-party people around the world. So the organic farmer that's farming your coffee, we've partnered with IBM that you can trace every single lot of coffee back to that farmer and be able to tip them if you want. So everybody wins in this type of model. So I love the consciousness of where life is going for businesses in general, including businesses like, you know, direct sales company that are now actually having more of that global awareness and making sure that every person along the chain actually has
something that benefits them. So this is what we're seeing, is that the companies that are winning are the companies that are having consciousness behind them, that are taking, you know, a look at every person involved and saying, hey, how does everyone benefit? How does the environment benefit as well? So I'm so excited to share more with you, and we'll talk later after the call.
Yeah, there's so much more that we're going to be sharing as we go on. I just want to say Diane's website again, Diane Solano, SOLANO.com. And you can check out her information there. And also Diane's going to be with us the first Friday of every month. And it's going to be from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And be sure to join us again next time, when we're going to be talking more about the company. We're going to be talking about how, you know, the company's influencing Africa and where are the other places that you guys are?
South America, Central America. We're in Africa, we're in Europe. And what I especially loved, this being a Lady Boss platform, we're helping third world countries, women in third world countries that don't have the same options we have in North America. And this is why I'm even more passionate, is because we're giving so much advantage. You know, an extra $300 for a woman in Africa makes a world of a difference as to where her future is going to go and her children's future, you know, compared to a lot of women here in North America. And we're just empowering the whole community globally around the world.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you again next time. Thanks, Diane. It was an awesome, awesome show. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828. And receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.